Okay, Chair, excuse me, item number eight, action controlled exotic snake permits and fees. Mr. David Sinclair, please.
Mr. Chairman, members, I'm Major David Sinclair, Chief of Fisheries and Wildlife Enforcement. This morning I'll be presenting the proposals for the controlled snake permits. During the 80th session, House Bill 12 was enacted. It was authored by Chairman Hildebrand. It included provisions for regulating non-indigenous venomous snakes and constrictors, and the bill requires that the commission create a recreational permit as well as a commercial permit. It applies to all venomous snakes not indigenous to Texas, four species of pythons, one anaconda, and the hybrids of the listed species. These photographs represent the constrictors, the African rock python, reticulated python, the southern African python, Asiatic rock python, and the green anaconda. Now, the two types of permits, as I mentioned, the first is a recreational and allows the recreational possession and transport of the controlled snakes. That's the venomous as well as the five constrictors. Staff's recommending a $20 fee, and that's for an unlimited number of snakes. The commercial controlled exotic permit allows for the possession, transport, and sale of the controlled exotic snakes. Staff recommends a fee of $60. That's also unlimited. Permit would be valid from September 1 or the date of purchase through the following August 31st. The commercial permit, several requirements there. Each permanent place of business is required a permit. The permit has to be in the name of the person that's running that business. Employees may sell, but only at that permitted place of business. And the permittee must maintain daily records of the commercial activities, where he's purchasing, who he's buying from, and who he's selling to. These records must be kept for 2 years and made available upon request of authorized employee of the department, game warden or whomever. I would let you know that there is an interim study that's due to the governor by September of 2008, and I think that the record keeping that we're going to request will help with that interim study. The commercial permit, permitted employee must notify all recreational purchasers when they purchase a snake. Someone walks into a pet store and buys a snake. That employee or the permittee must advise them that they have 21 days to acquire a recreational permit. During that interim time, the sales receipt will be satisfactory as a temporary recreational permit. Statutory exceptions to the permit, state and county officials that might handle or transport the listed species, licensed zoos, certain research facilities, and persons assisting the department. For listed snakes imported by a common carrier into Texas, a bill of lading will act as a temporary permit. And this particular rule is in addition to what was printed in the Texas Register, so it's a new item. Just wanted to bring that to your attention. Several statutes that we've actually rolled into the regulations, so the constituents and game wardens won't have to be looking in two places. I think it'll be a little bit easier. But inspection authority, and that would be for records only. A department employee is not required to handle, remove, or transport illegally possessed snakes. The department may contract for the handling of a snake possessed without a permit, and the violator is responsible for paying those costs. The department, including game warden who acts under the rule, is not liable in a civil action for the seizure, sale, donation, or other disposition of a snake. And as with all the provisions in the Parks and Wildlife Code, be enforced by any Texas peace officer. Violations, a person who releases or allows a release from captivity a snake covered by the rule commits a Class A misdemeanor, and that's a penalty fine of $500 to $4,000 and or a year in jail. Other provisions that are violated. It's a Class C misdemeanor, which is a fine only $25 to $500. It's a defense to a permit prosecution if a person charged produces in court an appropriate valid permit issued to the person when the offense was committed. On the public comment, this has actually increased, I think, 33 yesterday, and it's at 34 this morning. 8 agreed. Of those 8, I had 5 written comments. One person wanted employees to be able to transport under their permit, but staff's recommendation that they'll be able to purchase the $20 recreation permit, which allows them to possess and transport. There were 2 that agreed with the rules and offered to assist with handling any time we need. One even said that he would travel anywhere in the state wherever we needed him to go. There was another that agreed but thinks that the fear of release is unfounded. And the fifth one agrees but thinks it's going to make people accountable for holding these dangerous animals. Those that disagreed, there's 26 now, I believe I have 23 written comments. The majority of those, 18, disagree with the legislation in general, didn't have really any comment about the regulations. Several were concerned about herpers going underground, the herpetologists going underground. There was one that was concerned about fees based on the number of snakes, and as I mentioned earlier in the presentation, that the $20 recreation is for an unlimited number, and the $60 commercial is unlimited as well. One suggested no record keeping, but I think that's going to be beneficial to the legislature, interim study. One suggested a 5-year permit, and staff suggests that would be prohibited to some. Person may have a snake for a short period of time and it would not get their 5 years worth of a permit, and the interim study could change the way this is all done. Could even request that the permit be eliminated. So we'll see what the interim study does. There was one opposed, a person that's convicted of a violation of subchapter, not being able to obtain a permit for 5 years, but this is another one of those regulations that came right out of statute. It's in statute, so we can't change that. There was also one concerned about recreational permittee not being able to sell. If someone in the recreational business wants to get rid of their snake, and the statute is clear, you either have a recreational permit or a commercial permit, so that person would have the option of getting a commercial permit to sell, or they could just transfer or donate. Another concern about commercial permitting needing the recreational license, but I think the regulation is quite clear. If you've got the recreational, you can possess, transport. If you've got the commercial, you can possess, transport, and sell. Do all 3. And then the last one, concern about those records at that place of business being available to an open records request. And information that I have, that information is protected under Parks and Wildlife Code 11.030. And I think the recreational information is generally kept confidential. Commercial may be available for view, but that commercial person has the ability to opt out and refuse. And if you've got any questions on the open record stuff, I can certainly ask that Ann Bright to back me up on that. But that concludes the comments. If you have any questions, I'd be glad to try to answer those.
Any questions for David? We don't want those snakes out there. No non-native. This is an action item. Do I have a motion? Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. I do have one public speaker. Kirby Brown. We know Kirby. Kirby says he wants those snakes. I think that one's big enough to eat you, Kirby.
It was plenty big. Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, my name is Kirby Brown. We support the staff recommendation.
Right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Any other questions or comments?
Mr. Chairman,
yes, sir.
Would you like for me to read the recommendation into the record?
I guess that probably would help, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Parks and Rec.
I got ahead of myself.
Recommendation is the commission adopts an amendment to 53.17 concerning finance and new 55.651 through 656 concerning controlled exotic snakes with changes as necessary that the proposed text is published in the December 21st, 07 Texas Register.
Thank Wonderful. You. Thank you. Do I have a motion? Okay. Commissioner Friedgen, Commissioner Parker, all in favor?
Aye.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, David. Appreciate you taking the time putting all that together.